Chapter 15. Communicating Japan. What is the world's perception of Japan? One man told me that a long time ago, during his time in Britain, the proprietor of a bar he frequented was fond of repeating to him that the Japanese were inscrutable. He found the proprietor's perception to be a common one, and believed that it was a result of two factors. First, Japan's long history as an agrarian society, and second, its geographic isolation from the rest of the world. I found it intriguing how firmly these oversimplified images had taken hold, how the English word inscrutable, commonly used to describe things Asian, had become a cliché. Such clichés and oversimplifications supplant clear and accurate thinking and do no service to Japan's relations with other nations. I set out to examine this problem and see what could be done about it. As a communication instructor, I am particularly interested in the latter issue. Namely, Japan needs to place more emphasis on speech communication education in order to teach its citizens to express their opinions clearly and engage in constructive criticism with the rest of the world. A survey I conducted in 1998 revealed that not a single speech communication department existed in Japan, although there were 19 communication-related departments at four-year colleges. The departments were oriented toward English, language, mass media, and international communication. Regrettably, most schools did not offer speech communication courses, such as public speaking or rhetorical criticism. One reason is that most communication-related departments were founded in the late 1980s, after the dissolution of Kyoyobu, or liberal arts departments, which all first- and second-year university students were enrolled in. Communication happened to be broad enough to cover most liberal arts faculties, which had specialized subjects ranging from foreign language education to the natural and social sciences. As a result, the focus and disciplines of communication-related departments in Japan have not always been clear. On the other hand, in the United States, most communication departments offer the following: speech education, cross-cultural communication, interpersonal and organizational communication, and mass media communication. Among them, speech tends to be the largest branch, since it is recognized as an essential social skill. It is time for Japan to recognize speech communication as a vital academic discipline. It teaches us how to construct, maintain, and improve both interpersonal relationships and Japan's essential dealings with other countries. Conflicts may to some extent be inevitable, but speech communication skills will allow Japan to handle them constructively and solve misunderstandings more quickly. For instance, the South Korean government demanded that the Japanese government correct a history textbook published by a private company before the 2002 Korea-Japan World Cup. It seems, however, that the Japanese government has not done enough to explain to Seoul the nature of the country's textbook authorization system, which guarantees only a certain level of quality. We should prevent the government from forcing private companies to make changes in content that are widely considered by Japanese to be correct. It is equally important to let Seoul know that most have declined to use the textbook due to its one-sidedness and have chosen another for its broader viewpoint. In essence, Japan needs to provide more information about its history, traditional culture, and social issues to people overseas. Young Japanese know a lot about the rest of the world, but their counterparts in other countries do not have an equally wide view of Japan. Like other countries, Japan needs to be effective at explaining itself and its various mindsets to the world to alleviate the imbalance of information.